In Peggy Phelan's Unmarked, she famously furnishes us with a definition of performance's ontology as being in and of the present. And Philip Auslander's response in his book Liveness countered that there is a relationship of dependence between the live and the mediatized, where, quote, live performance is always already inscribed with traces of the possibility of technical mediation that defines it as live, end quote. Questions of liveness and immediacy seem to have been animated by the proliferation of mediating and recording technologies. The apparent presence of the live encounter, the sharing of time and space, is expanded and reconfigured by technologies that allow great distances of time and space to be traversed, for the horizon of experience to be reduced and attention directed, and for ephemeral experiences to be transformed into a repeatable and potentially commoditized form. But these arguments over the problematizing or expanding of performance's immediacy only hold sway if there might be such a thing as the immediate. In Liveness, Auslander problematizes immediacy with reference to technologies, arguing that the relationship between the immediate and the mediated is one of mutual dependency for the constitution of their respective meanings. But this continues the logic of recording and sharing technologies as the challenge to the immediate. Instead, might we turn to experience, given that performance's immediacy is seemingly grounded in experiential time and space? The recording of my voice that you hear now is clearly mediated, recorded at a separate time and separate place from where you are, a digitalized echo of a live act of performance. But if we focus in on just the experience of hearing, the experience of sound waves entering the ear, being transformed and interpreted by the apparatus of the ear and the brain, that portion of experience is no different than if we were stood together, apparently live. Whether my voice is heard live or via a recording, it still requires a series of media. My embodiment to produce the sound, the mediation of the ear, the implication of the processes of language acquisition and citations that allow the waves entering the ear to be transformed into intelligible language that signifies some meaning. There are a whole series of mediations of bodies, technologies, histories, and cultures for the experience to occur. Of course, whether we think of the body as a mediator is questionable. Without invoking a strict Cartesian dualism, we might still acknowledge that the sensate body acts as a medium between the external world and internal conscious experience, and the senses themselves perform an act of mediation. Our sensory experience is not neutral. The notion that we have a neutral and immediate encounter with the world that is then interpreted by the brain or consciousness, a notion that is at the centre of definitions of the immediacy of performance, a direct encounter in the here and now, no longer holds sway. Our senses themselves are performatively produced and conditioned. To demonstrate, grab something that you can eat. Put it in your mouth, chew and swallow. Then consider, what was the taste? What was the flavour? What was the temperature of the food? Some things you will have a quick answer to, other things will take more time to work out. Why? Because we learn to notice particular traits and background others. Because the various parts that make up the thing you ate, its ingredients or flavour molecules, are identifiable only if we've learnt to identify them, to recognise a sensation and to furnish it with a label. Even in the seemingly immediate act of eating, the experience is mediated by past experience, by knowledge, by the sensory apparatus itself. How sensitive are you to the taste of sweet or sour or salt or bitterness or umami? In considering the lack of immediacy of the senses, the processes of mediation in and through the senses, and the temporal succession required for even the most basic act of sensory awareness, a challenge to performance's immediacy emerges. The present is dislocated from itself, and questions of technological mediation and recording become secondary. In terms of the future of performance, this grounding assumption of performance's ontology as immediate or challenged by mediation seems not to be convincing or useful as a framework for considering performance's work and ontology. Instead, performance unlocks a mode of thinking that deals with events and experiences unfolding in time and how various histories, cultures, approaches and frames are layered, a performative emergence of experience that covers over a lack of pure presence.